You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to give you a COVID update and discuss whether you get a vaccine or not, and some of the different viewpoints coming from alternative medicine and traditional medicine. This is, of course, a unique perspective. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. By the way, this is Jason and I'm Patricia. And we are the ecosystem approach. So, Jason, you know what? We've already done, well, more than a few COVID-19 shows. So I'm hoping that you're going to give us, you're going to help us with a different view, different perspective, you know, and well I'm hoping for updates.
So first let's review.
Okay.
We did a whole series of shows. If you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, you can listen to those shows, read those shows,
okay.
Get a perspective on what you can do if you get COVID, mm-hmm. how to prevent getting COVID, okay. and what to do for self-healing, okay. which applies to not only COVID, but everything else.
Yes, you know, of course.
We did all of those things.
Okay.
But here's what I think is most important, okay? One of the things that we did in those shows is we looked at the virus, the energy of the virus in the non-physical dimension.
Yes, we did.
And it has a personality, and that personality is angry.
It's mean,
and mm-hmm. it's sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
And you can kind of glean that already from the way it works.
Well, and how it's affecting everyone.
Right.
Yes.
But by going to the non-physical dimension and giving it a personality,
yes.
then we can clear ourselves so that we don't fall victim to it.
Oh, I was going to say, or we're not vulnerable to it.
Right.
Okay.
And today we're talking about whether to do the COVID-19 vaccine or not.
Right.
The problem is that even if you clear yourself, it's not like you're a machine. There's so many factors that are involved when you clear yourself,
right.
and your immune system. Your immune system has a personality too.
Hmm.
And a lot of people, because they've been treating themselves like a machine, because that's all we're taught.
Correct.
To treat ourselves like a machine, you know, do yeah. this, do that, you know, think this way, do, you know,
right.
Don't do this. Our immune systems are kind of angry.
Well, and not to mention, I see a lot of confusion when I look at somebody's immune system.
Yes, because they're getting mixed messages all the
all
time.
All the time.
And your essence is giving you one message
exactly.
about how to be in the world. And you're taking this programming from outside of yourself,
right,
from
right,
other
right.
experts telling you how you should live.
Exactly.
And your immune system's kind of in the middle and say, I don't know.
Right.
And so you can see the effects of that
right.
with all the people that have autoimmune diseases.
Right. Well, and the other thing is just remind everyone, go back and listen to those shows. I think they're pretty darn good.
Yes.
And I think they're good because they're very informative, but they also give you clearings, which is really important.
Yes.
If you get the virus or even if you don't get the virus, there's clearings there that can really make a difference in your life. So, but you know, Jason, you mentioned something a little bit earlier. What about all the alternative health experts who are talking about natural ways to increase your immunity and protect yourself? I mean, is that such a bad idea?
No.
Okay.
But the problem is that I see is that they're very black and white. You know, we do alternative health methods all the time.
Yes, we do.
And the more clearing we do, the more we're drawn to them.
Yes.
It feels good. It feels natural. It feels, there's sort of like an, we want that.
But we also see, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in and say, we also see that nothing is perfect.
Well, it's that's a cliche. That's true.
Okay.
That's a cliche. I don't like to use that cliche, but what I'm saying is that we live in the world the way it is.
And, yes, that's exactly where I was going.
And
exactly,
you know, we developed the ecosystem approach so that everybody could have an energy, work with their life in an energy way.
By using that energy or helping yourself help your life be better with that energy, it makes their lives be better.
Yes.
And it's you have to, if you're not using the ecosystem approach right now, I can't recommend to you enough. First off, go back and listen to all of our shows. But the other thing is understand, I don't know anyone who doesn't want their life to be better. And it's very difficult in these times.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to have an energy approach to your life,
right?
Which we think is the most natural. But with that said, we live in the world the way it is.
Yes.
And it's not perfect.
No.
It's not toxic free. And what my biggest pet peeve is that most alternative practitioners want you to eliminate all toxins from your life. It's not possible.
Well,
and, you know, or they give you an underlying message that, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And
right.
I remember my daughter worked with a nutritionist that we had worked with, and she was so stringent.
That would be the right word.
About what you should do and what you shouldn't do. It was almost abusive.
Well, it
which is really negative energy, which is really programming.
Exactly. You know, and it really created a lot of guilt if you did this or if you did that, if you went to somebody's house and that's what they were serving, you know, it made you feel guilty for eating food that she didn't approve of.
Yes, she didn't approve it, but you know, there was some principles involved there. And you have to work it out. You always have to work it out.
If you use your essence, you can figure it out.
Yes, you can make those imperfect decisions that you have to do all the time. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
So we were watching one of our shows that we really like. It's called 911 Lone Star. It's all about
A fire department.
Fire department going out on calls. So they had went out on this call, and this guy was hanging from one of those radio towers, cell towers.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
he was hurt somehow. So they climbed up there, and then all of a sudden they started getting shot at.
Somebody was shooting at him
bow and arrow, only in Hollywood. Okay, yeah. But a bow and arrow is shooting at him.
Hunting season was out. Yeah. I mean, hunting season wasn't in.
It was great TV. Okay, but the whole point is that person was thought that 5G was causing COVID, and this person was trying to eliminate all the people that were involved in 5G or working on the cell towers by shooting at them. You know, that's where something that has a germ of truth.
Okay.
And take it to logical extension becomes a conspiracy theory and becomes crazy.
Right.
You know, I do believe that 5G has unhealthy levels of radiation.
Yes.
But it's a trade-off because there's also a lot of benefits to 5G. You know, we're techies. Right. You know, I've always thought about trying to find a way to turn off the Wi-Fi at night, you know, because we're subject to these radio things, but there's other ways of doing that and dealing with it.
Okay.
One of the things that I do is I talk to and we're going to talk about this in the show, but I try and harmonize the energy of my body with the energy of the Wi-Fi in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as bad. Each person is different. Each person has their own set of things that they're very susceptible to and things that they're not.
Okay.
So, but here's the difference. Okay. It's the black and white thinking that causes the problems. It either has to be this or it has to be that.
It can't be a combination or the possibility of both.
And I don't like compromise per se, but in every situation, you have to look at it the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, traditional medicine is driven by profit, is often what they prove is true is often driven by some sort of profit motive.
Right.
Alternative medicine lacks a lot of proof. There's a lot of magical thinking in alternative medicine.
Can be, yes.
And a righteousness about it has to be this way.
Yeah.
So neither of them are good. But here's what I know about COVID, and this is what we're going to start talking about.
But neither of them are bad.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what does that have to do with whether you should get the vaccine? We're going to talk about that. But here's one thing that I know. Traditional medicine statistics, and we'll talk some more about that in the next segment, look at a population as a whole,
right?
Not one person.
Right.
That's the flaw, and that's, in this case, it's the benefit. Because sometimes when you're given a diagnosis, and they say, well, you have these are the statistics around your diagnosis, it doesn't necessarily apply to you. But when you're looking at a pandemic, which is a ecosystem disease, it's not a disease of one person. It's a disease in the whole ecosystem of the world.
Correct.
That's why it's called a global pandemic.
Right.
These medical statistics are really appropriate.
Yes, that's
because
true.
They
that's
look
true.
At the whole population.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big fan. I see the flaw, but this is one where it really works.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
COVID-19 has an energy and a personality that looks for vulnerable humans to infect.
Mm.
The alternative medicine promotes high states of health, but it's impossible to implement perfectly.
Okay.
And the pandemic is a disease of a large ecosystem and has to be addressed as a group.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach helps you understand your ecosystem so you can understand the bigger ecosystems.
Okay. I like that. In the next segment, we're going to address the question, should I get the COVID vaccine? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to address the question, should I get the COVID vaccine? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, should I get the vaccine? And how can we help the audience make that decision? Because, by the way, it is a decision.
So, and we don't claim to know the answer, but we want to give you some perspective I think will be helpful.
I agree.
There are a number of ways to approach this decision. First, COVID is a disease of our collective ecosystem, but not of individuals who get sick. So it matters not only whether you get sick and whether you're immune,
right,
but whether your neighbor is, whether they get sick and whether they're immune.
Right.
It's an ecosystem disease.
Correct. That neighbor, so to speak, is actually in the, I'm going to say, realm of my ecosystem. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's sort of like an example is that let's say you live on the Gulf Coast, on a beach that borders the Gulf Coast.
Don't we all wish, but go ahead.
And there's an oil spill.
Ah.
So no, you just clear off the part that's where your beach has, where your beach is.
Oh, well done.
You know, and assuming you could do that, let's say you put like a net or something that keep the oil from, the water that's around your
simple
beach.
Simple things that they do for that stuff.
It's people say, well, that doesn't work, you know, because, you know, the water that even if you are able to separate a little bit of part of the water where your beach is, the whole ecosystem in the Gulf is affected by that oil spill.
Right. And so hence, let's see, dead fish, dead plants. It's not a place you're going to be able to swim, that's for sure. And why would you want to be around that?
It's a good way of thinking of it. And I think that's a very appropriate way to think.
It really is.
Now, I've heard that there's homeopathic remedies that can keep you from getting COVID. I'm sure there's other things.
Okay.
There are, people have said that certain supplements, you know, that reduce the inflammation in the body.
Yeah, those I know about.
We do those things.
Yes.
But here's the flaw that I see, you know, being as intuitive.
Okay.
Every day, our immune system isn't, first of all, there's no way to really objectively measure our immune system. So,
not yet anyway, but go ahead.
And what I see is there was a time when people would come to us and said, oh, you don't have to do very much work on me. I've already done a lot of work.
We honestly laugh, but go ahead.
We see, this is why we developed the ecosystem approach, because the negative energy in your essence is the biggest factor in your immune system.
That is correct.
Strength.
That is correct.
And what we also see very clearly is that today your immune system may be very strong, but tomorrow
it might not be.
Yes.
And the reasons for that is because, first off, we know energy moves. There's that.
Well, we all have these triggers.
Exactly. That's
good. Spouses.
Exactly.
Siblings, sisters, brothers.
Yes,
us crazy. Bosses.
Exactly.
You know,
or the neighbor next door.
Yes.
Well, that's
all sorts of things.
Exactly.
Politics.
So it's never one thing. We know that. It's never black and white.
When we look at a person's ecosystem, it's not like it goes like one thing. It's up and down and up and down and up
and
down.
In and out. Yeah.
And COVID as a virus is sneaky enough to kind of lie in wait and say, okay, I'm going to get you now.
Exactly.
When you're vulnerable. So that's one thing. Okay.
Okay.
Traditional medicine statistics.
Okay.
My first wife died of Hodgkin's disease.
That's not me.
Yes.
By the way,
she was 28 years old.
Okay.
And she had Hodgkin's disease, which was 80% curable.
Right.
Which, you know, and she was very healthy. So we thought, oh my gosh, you know, it's 80% curable. Everything is going to be fine.
She's going to be okay.
Way before I started doing the ecosystem approach. And if I knew back then what I know now, I would know that she wasn't that healthy because she had a lot of negative emotions in her ecosystem.
That's correct.
That was driving this. Yes. But she was being treated at Walter Reed. I was in the military at the time. Walter Reed Army Hospital, and this old, kindly old surgeon oncologist came up to me and said, he explained the statistic to me.
Okay.
He said, 80% means that out of 100 people that have Hodgkin's disease, 80% will live and 20% will die. But the problem with the statistics is it doesn't tell you if you're in the 80% or in the 20%.
Yeah.
And he said very, you know, I remember this very clearly. I can't even remember his face, but I remember his words. He said, if you're in the 20%, you don't care about those other 80 people that are living.
I'll bet.
You know, and it was a great way to look at the statistics. But for COVID, because it's an ecosystem disease,
okay,
looking at the whole population makes a lot of sense. And tracking the effectiveness of a vaccine makes a lot of sense. So there's a homeopathic remedy that is good, chances are it's not going to be studied for all sorts of reasons, some of them political, which aren't really even very
strong.
I would say ethical.
Okay.
You know, it's because the pharmaceutical companies don't want the competition. Okay.
Got it.
And they can't make money from something that's probably cheaper. But even if that is true, we have to look at it. So this is the way it is. And that's how I look at it with the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
You know, it's an ecosystem of disease. And even if you can't, even if you can maintain your health, you don't know about the guy next to you.
Well, you know, and I want to make a really big point here.
And you can't measure, even if you're maintaining your health, but you can't measure the effectiveness of the things that you're doing versus someone else.
Correct.
So if you want to eradicate the virus from the ecosystem, which is worldwide,
right?
How do you measure that? How do you know it's done? How do you treat it in a reasonable way?
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to make this point here for the audience, especially whether we realize it or not, humans take on other people's negative energies. It's in many ways, it's a form of that's how we heal one another in many ways. The problem is that this particular thing, COVID-19, is out of most people's league. I'm going to say it that way, in because of the toxic energies and so forth. So,
but the point you're making, you know, it's just like when our dogs, we take care of my mom who's 90 years old. When she's sick or feeling under the weather, they go in and lay with her.
Absolutely,
they have to be there.
They will not leave.
And that's what they're trying to do. Is it's instinctive. They're trying to absorb that negative energy.
Exactly, but it's a natural thing, and our animals are here to help us with that. So if you're looking at your energy and saying,
"I'm going to maintain my energy so I don't get COVID,"
right?
It's I wish I could say, even as intuitives, we can't guarantee that's going to be a certain way with you and even for ourselves.
Well, exactly right.
We do everything we can in terms of supplements to reduce inflammation, to clearing, to make sure that we
exercise,
don't get it.
Exercise, food.
But we even know that we can't guarantee it.
No.
And at least when you get a vaccine, you know, there's a certain level of effectiveness, 95%, some of them 94%, which is pretty high. Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing.
Okay.
We don't know the side effects of COVID.
No. Well,
it's unknown.
Okay.
There's been information that even asymptomatic people, in other words, people that get it and show no symptoms, when they do an x-ray on their chest, they see scarring on their lungs.
Exactly.
That is really serious. Like a smoker that's smoked for 30 years. Problems with clotting around your heart.
That's right.
You know, there are things that we may not know for another 5-10 years. In terms of the side effects, even if you get it and you get over it, what are those side effects?
Exactly.
So for me, and this is my personal decision, but I don't want to get it. I just don't want to get it.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to do everything I can to keep myself from not getting it and helping myself with my inflammation in my body.
Right.
But it's still not a guarantee. And I know it.
Right.
You know, every day I'm clearing myself. So sometimes I'm more vulnerable. Sometimes I'm more strong.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Here's the other thing. There's a fallacy of positive thinking or mind over matter. So I'm steal my mind and I'm going to say that I'm not going to get it.
I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, that's programming.
Yes, that is.
And we know that programming is toxic, which makes you more vulnerable, not less vulnerable. So, you know, that doesn't work either. And a lot of times when we have a way to help you with your immune system to make it better.
Right.
And we have a way to help you with your ecosystem to make it better. Here's the other example I think is a really good one.
Okay.
What people get confused with is when they say, I'm going to mind over matter, positive thinking, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Okay. That's programming. People get confused with what's influencing your ecosystem versus programming your ecosystem.
That's true.
And here's a great example. You know, you're a great gardener. She has this green thumb. You know, she grew this stuff this year and it was lush and there was, a lot of output and productivity. And some of it I know is your energy.
Okay.
You know, it has to do with your energy.
Well, wait a minute. I don't go out there and yell at my garden. I'll tell you that.
Well, if you were programming your garden,
yes,
you'd go out and yell at your tomato plants and say, "Grow, suckers!" You know, like a boot camp gardener. "Grow, suckers! Do one more. Just give me one more tomato." You know. And I know it sounds silly when I say it that way, but
it's great.
Programming doesn't work for gardening because gardening is an ecosystem.
But that tells me that programming isn't good for us either.
Well, it's not, but here's the point.
Okay. All right.
I'm trying to make the distinction between programming and influencing your ecosystem.
Okay.
And there's a big difference.
Okay.
And you can go play. Well, just when you go out to your garden, you talk to the plants. I know you do. I hear you.
I sing to them. Yes.
Yes. I've heard that they've piped in classical music for vineyards and things like that.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
And they've seen really positive results. Mm-hmm. That's creating an environment where your ecosystem can thrive.
Yes.
And that's the difference between programming mm-hmm. and using the ecosystem approach. And we're going to talk more about how you can use that for yourself.
All right.
To eliminate any side effects of the COVID vaccine.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
COVID-19 is a disease of the world ecosystem and has to be seen in ecosystem terms. Traditional medical statistics are a perfect application for an ecosystem disease. And positive self-talk is programming. That's bad. Clearing to influence and creating supportive energy is good.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to be authentically supportive of your ecosystem.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to show you a special way to reduce the possibilities of the side effects with the COVID-19 vaccine. This is an amazing way to use the ecosystem approach in a very beneficial way. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction. Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to show you a special way to reduce the possibility of side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine. This is an amazing way to use the ecosystem approach in a very beneficial way. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, I want to know how you can minimize the side effects of any COVID-19 vaccine, Jason. How would you do that?
It's about connecting to your body and your immune system and clearing the negative energy that would interfere with the best use of the vaccine for you personally. So in other words, you're unique, I'm unique.
Thank you.
So we're going to tell you how to work with your immune system, mm-hmm. work with your whole body,
and
say, hey, this is coming.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great story about that.
Okay.
The other day we took one of our dogs to have some dental work.
Yeah.
It went to the vet and Patricia brought her in and Jamie started to shake.
Oh, she did this low whine. It was you know, anyway, so yes.
You know, so you can tell her, oh, it's going to be okay. She's not going to believe you. You can pet her and say, oh, it's going to be okay. Yes. She's not going to believe you.
And she's not going to believe me because she can smell. She uses her intuition all the time.
Yes. So the best thing in that circumstance is not mind over matter. Say, hey, buck up, you know, be a tough dog. Go to the vet with your, you know, that's not going to work.
Well, because
that's programming.
Exactly. And dogs, it makes it even worse.
Dogs know that programming is toxic. So they just, you know, of course, they can't understand English either, but, you know, they kind of do.
Sort of.
They kind of do. Yeah. So, clearing, however, clearing the fear,
and that's exactly what I was doing when I was waiting, when I was holding her and waiting, and that's exactly what I was doing. I was clearing her fear and her anxiety, and the fear of abandonment. That was she was afraid I was going to leave her there and never come back.
Yes,
and oh, I can't. That just
so you can't tell them but clearing works in this situation.
It really does.
And
that's
what we're trying to say for you today, okay?
Yes.
When you take an energy approach to your life, mm-hmm. you have all this power that you didn't have before. Now, people think programming is power, but just like
we were trained that programming
is power. Yes, that's how you tough it out. You do the boot camp approach. You know, you go out to your garden and say, "Yeah, give me one more tomato." You know,
I'll have another bell pepper.
Yes. It doesn't work.
Yes,
because we're not machines.
Right,
we're not machines to be programmed. We're ecosystems.
Okay.
So, but by taking an ecosystem approach to your life, you can use the energy in a way that is very elegant. And just like you cleared Jamie mm-hmm. for the dental work, that works.
It does.
Programming won't. And it seems sometimes when people just get that little aha, oh, I can do that.
I know that. Yeah, exactly.
It's like magic.
That's really interesting.
It's not magic.
Yes.
It's there for everybody to use.
Right.
But we're going to tell you how to do that right now.
Okay.
So what I suggest is a form of time travel. So if you're going to, let's say you have an appointment to get the vaccine next week.
Okay.
Go time travel in the future. Mm-hmm. Imagine yourself going to get the vaccine.
Right.
Is there fear? Is there anxiety? Are you worried about the side effects? Are you worried that something bad's going to happen? Are you
exactly.
worried that you might die? Are you worried? All
well,
those
are
things.
Are you worried that all the conspiracy theories they say are true
yes.
about the vaccine?
Yes.
Yes.
So clear those.
Yes.
If you're going, in time and you see those things, you see those emotions coming up for you,
right.
clear them away.
Yes.
Okay. If you want to even supercharge it even more,
okay,
it has to do with knowing your personal story.
Hmm.
Now, I happen to know my wife, and that her personal story, one of the things that she grew up in this really chaotic home. So when something happened, it always ended up to be the worst. You know?
Oh, yes.
In
fact, when something would start to happen, I would immediately go to the worst because, well, that's where I was going to end up.
That's
anyway.
The way it's always been.
Exactly.
So for her story, that's where she goes. So if you want to really be effective in clearing your immune system and
regarding the vaccine.
Okay.
It's just an example.
Is clear the fear of going to the worst. And
yes,
all
exactly.
the things that come up around going to the worst.
Exactly.
For me, I have allergies. Okay. So, and I had these since I was like 4 years old.
Right.
You know, I would clear my fear of common substances, have a reaction to common substances, which is by definition an allergy.
Exactly.
You know, we know there's some things in the vaccine that have caused an allergic reaction. So people
yes.
have talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, so here's the biggest trap. Confusing programming with supporting your physical body and immune system
and getting the job done
with as an ecosystem as
yes.
opposed to as a machine.
There you go.
You
yes.
know, telling yes. yourself there won't be any problem with the vaccine versus
right.
acknowledging that you have authentic feelings and maybe they are. And if you can't tell the difference, then you really need the ecosystem approach. You know, if I'm being kind of sarcastic, but the truth is, if this is speaking to you and you're saying, oh my gosh, I want this power
yes.
to influence my own ecosystem.
And by the way, what we're talking about doesn't apply just to the COVID vaccine,
exactly.
COVID-19 vaccine. It doesn't apply just to that. It can apply to everything in your life.
Having better relationships, having
yes.
better health.
Having money.
Giving a presentation at work.
Yes.
You can do it. There's all sorts of things you can do with this.
Well,
It just opens up your world in ways that gives you really authentic power.
Exactly.
It's not a quick fix.
No. Nope.
It's not magic. You know, it's not like you have to do three steps and you get this.
Right.
That's programming. That's always programming because
right.
it's not about you personally. But when you start to understand your personal story, oh, there's real power in that. And then you start clearing the layers. That's what we say every single segment. You know, we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is
right.
much different. And this
right.
is where where true human potential is comes forward.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points? Yes?
Once you connect with your essence authentically, you can influence it significantly.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the difference between programming, force, and clearing your authentic energy.
Okay.
Or our feelings in this case.
Mm-hmm.
You can change your energy to reduce or eliminate any of the negative reactions to the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to have authentic influence over yourself, especially with the vaccine.
And that's huge. By everyone, that's power. That's real power. Power for yourself. And you need power for yourself before you can have power out in the world.
Yes.
Because
it has to start internally first.
It has to start internally.
At the center of your ecosystem.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So Jason, let's tell everyone how to do the ecosystem approach clearing.
Yes. And the producer's putting the little graphic up on the screen for you, and that shows the processor.
Right. I think that's great.
And basically what you do is you sit. And you don't have to have any special posture. You can sit, you can stand, you
mm-hmm.
can lay down,
mm-hmm.
you can be walking,
mm-hmm.
you could be swimming, you could be exercising. It doesn't require any sort of reverent posture.
Not at all.
And this works. We know this works because we see it working.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say, and to eliminate, whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils and illusions, or specific emotions, fear,
right.
anger, rage, mm-hmm. hate, just in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather those things up in your body and blow them into that processor. Now, if you don't, if you can't see the processor now, if you're listening on the radio and you can't see the processor, you can go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. There's a section that has the processor.
Right.
You can download it and print it out.
Yes.
And fold it up, put it on your desktop, or you can always use the trash can.
Right.
We'll empty it for you. So don't worry about that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's that simple.
Okay. And then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And by the way, and we can all use it. So what we're going to do is we're going to call in that positive energy. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our body. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around and we're going to blow out any negative energy left over. And of course, we're going to put that negative energy into that processor or garbage can. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do clearing to reduce any negative effects of the COVID-19 vaccine and have more influence with your physical body. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearing to reduce any negative effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. Anybody ever notice that's a lot of words? And so that you can have more influence over your own physical body. So Jason, you ready to get started?
And we're talking about influence versus control. And that's the big difference between programming and working as an ecosystem. So here we go.
I love it.
I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I'm not a machine, but an ecosystem that can be and should be influenced.
Take a breath. And
blow it into that processor. See that processor image on the screen and use that.
Absolutely. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that COVID-19 is a virus of the world's ecosystem and I can do something about it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that's attached to me that attracts the virus. And even if you don't feel that right now, clear it right now.
It's a really big deal. So anger, hate, rage, bitterness, pick it up. And put it into that processor or garbage can. And to eliminate my fear of trusting that my body can handle physical toxins when I remove the energy toxins. Take a breath. Blow it out.
The point is that we can handle physical toxins,
right?
But the most important one is the energy toxins,
right?
So, and to eliminate, seeing that the energy toxins are the most important, are the most toxic to everything in our life, just not just the COVID-19.
Exactly.
Virus. Vaccine. Yes.
Or vaccine. Yes. Yeah. Either one.
Take a breath.
Well, here, and you know, this goes right along with it. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the energy of COVID-19 wants to hurt and infect me. I release and let go anything that is calling that energy to me. Take a breath. There you go.
And to eliminate the barriers so that I can see that I have a huge ability to influence my ecosystem, but not using programming.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief. This one he wrote, I'm sure, for me. The false belief that says, I have no control over my energy and the energy around me, when the truth is, oh, yes, I do. Take a breath. Nice and easy.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that self-talk is a form of force and programming.
Yes.
Talking to yourself, talking yourself into things,
right.
Making yourself think a certain way, you know, is programming and it's toxic. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the negative feelings like bitterness and anger and resentment that make me vulnerable to COVID-19. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the hurt, loneliness, and feeling abandoned that makes me vulnerable to COVID-19 and is a toxic for my ecosystem.
Take a breath.
For my essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see, from an energetic perspective, COVID-19 is worse than the vaccine. Take a breath.
I'm flabbergasted. There are people saying, well, I'm willing to risk getting COVID, but I don't want to risk the side effects of the vaccine. That doesn't make sense to me based on what we see.
And to eliminate the blocks to the clarity that I need personally, so I can make an objective decision about the vaccine for me.
Exactly.
Take a breath. Should we activate some life force? I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve starting right now. Take a nice breath, pull it in all the way through your body to the tips of your toes, stop it at the tips of your toes, turn it around, and any negative energy that's left over from the clearing, throw it away. Put it in the processor or garbage can.
And to activate life force so I can have hope for a better future for myself by taking an energy approach to my life, my ecosystem, and my essence.
Love it.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that I can influence the energy in myself and not be a victim to and in the world. Take a breath. Let that go through your body.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on my personal ecosystem, but then also understand the ecosystems around me,
okay,
like the world.
I love that. And the last one. And to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy, have it start to come through the top of your head so I can be happy and healthy and strong and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, hope, and the ability to make choices for me in my highest and best interest in anything and everything that I think, say, and do. Nice and easy. Pull it in and let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Any negative energy that's left over from this last hour, throw it away. You don't need it. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week is the beginning of February. It's Love Month. We're going to have four shows about some form of love.
Okay.
But this is going to be the first one, and it's about self-love. We call it the ultimate love.
The ultimate love.
Now, okay. It's kind of a cliche, and it's sort of a yawn topic, but not the way we're going to talk about it. You know,
I don't think that we ever do yawn topics, dear.
Well, you know, self-love is sort of a cliche, and people think, oh, I'm going to go get a massage. That's self-love. Or, oh, I'm going to go work out. I'm going to take care of me. That's self-love. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
But, on one hand.
Yeah.
But that's not all of
that's
self.
That's very superficial. Yes. That's very, yes, very yes, superficial.
Yes, yes, yes. That's true.
You know,
true.
And the truth is that, and I started out wanting to do a show about the inward adventure. So I put the two together.
Oh, good.
And good. The most amazing adventure you can have in your life is going inward.
I love it.
With the objective for self-love.
Oh.
But when you see yourself clearly, when you go inward and start to see who you are authentically,
okay,
it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not It's not rainbows and unicorns. It's really hard. Mm. And I would suggest to you that if you're the toughest Rambo out there, you've climbed Mount Everest, jumped out of airplanes, all these things that require physical courage.
Yes.
This would bring a man like that to their knees.
The
self-examination. Oh, and this
absolutely.
Is where women really shine. Because
they do.
They don't
they
have
do.
That physical courage like men do.
Well, but some do, but it's not exactly the same.
It takes a courage.
Courage.
And it's the ultimate adventure. It really is, going inward and finding who you are so you can get to that place where you know that you love yourself.
You know, I need to say this. I see that the inward journey and the ultimate journey of for yourself is it's fantastic. It's never an end point. But the thing that is the most amazing is there's a freedom in it, Jason.
Yeah.
I don't think I've really talked about the freedom of it.
And we're going to talk about that next week.
Good, because there's a real freedom there. So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me personally?
If we've touched you today, if you say, oh, yeah, I don't want to yell at my ecosystem. I want to support my ecosystem. I want to have an energy approach to my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you do it.
Okay.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section and make sure the box checks for the weekly newsletter.
Right.
You get clearings every
week. Every week, yes.
And you can use those until the next show. Mm-hmm. Listen to our show every week. We're on Facebook Live now. If you're listening by the radio, this is Facebook Live. You can go to our Facebook page, which is theecosystemapproach.org on Facebook.
Okay.
And You can watch us there. You can see how weird we really are in person. And it's all there for you. It's all free. We're going to get you started with the ecosystem approach, and it's really that simple.
Okay.
So when you're on Facebook, be sure and like us. If you have a suggestion for a show.
Or have a suggestion for us.
You can email us at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay, I love that. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.